Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to a programme about a love-hate relationship. You know what a love-hate relationship is, right? Well, in case anyone is in any doubt, let Celine Dion and Luciano Pavarotti explain a little further.
Put around me, and yet I'll never try.
No matter what you do, you drive me crazy. I'd rather be alone. But then I know my life would be so empty as soon as you have gone. Impossible to live with you, but I could never live without you. For whatever you do, never want to be in love with anyone but you.
You make me sad, you make me strong, you make me mad, you make me long.
You make me long for you. You make me live, you make me die.
I never,
I never.
never, never want to be in love with anyone but you.
You see what I mean about a love-hate relationship. They're singing, I love you, then I hate you. I love you, then I hate you. I can't live without you. I can't live with you. Just looking at Celine Dion and Luciano Pavarotti, you can see they make an odd couple. But what they're singing about is very common. We fall in love with someone, and we can't live without them. We marry them, and then discover their funny ways, and they frustrate us. And we can't live with them, so we nag them and we fall out. Sometimes the very things which attract us to live together are the very same things which repel us and make us want to live apart. Take Marilyn Monroe and Jonathan Miller. With apologies to them, I'm oversimplifying this, but it makes the point. You've got the classic bimbo, who's very attractive, outgoing, the party-goer, who meets this classic swot, this brain box, who's very intelligent, an inward character, a creative writer. And the opposites attract. They find each other fascinating. But sooner or later, the same attractive, fascinating features begin to annoy. Why can't you take anything seriously? Why can't you think more? Well, why don't you lighten up, dear? Why is everything so intense and serious with you? Here's John Denver to explain a little more about the two different directions.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places, different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces. Everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other from long ago, and loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. The strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken.
We sometimes in life are like moths coming to lights. We're attracted and we're repelled at the same time. What attracts us to someone can become the very thing that we nag them forever about. We have favourite foods. I just love, but I know I shouldn't. We have favourite activities. I just love, but I know I shouldn't. We have favourite habits. I just love, but I know I shouldn't. And we have favourite sins. I just love, but I know it's wrong. St. Paul said, the good that I would do, I do not. The bad I would not do, I do. Who will save me from myself? And we love Jesus, but we also hesitate to jump in with 2 feet to follow. We want to be disciples, but we hesitate to die to the old self and live to a new life in Christ. We profess undying love, but we hesitate to die martyrs' deaths and to live dedicated lives. All of the above for understandable reasons. Discipleship costs, but then so does selfish living. If you think education hurts, then try ignorance. Following Jesus is costly, but facing life in our own strength and wisdom costs even more. Life is not easy for believers, but then nor is it easy for unbelievers. Moses used to get the Israelites together and give them a choice. They had to go to the right or to the left, to Mount Ebal or Mount Gerizim. One way was to follow God, the other way was to go their own way and get lost. Elijah called the people together on Mount Carmel and said, "If God is God, worship him. If Baal is God, worship him. But don't swither in between. Choose." Jesus said the road to hell is wide and easy and well populated, but the road to heaven is narrow and hard and deserted. Walk ye in it. Take up your cross and follow me. I have come that you may have life, fullest life, eternal life, starting right now. If you live and suffer and die with me, you will rise and reign with me. You have to be willing to lose your life in order to gain it. So die to self and live to me. I lived and died for you. Will you live and die for me, says Jesus. Paul spoke about dying to an old self, living to a new self. Well, here is Elvis Presley, who knows these mixed up feelings with regard to his girlfriends. But see this medley as a parable or a metaphor for our love-hate relationship with our favourite bad habits or our sins or the on-off commitment we have to Jesus and discipleship.
That's what you say each time that I hold you this way. When I feel like this and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say love you.
so much in love, and yet so far apart. Starting today, I'm teaching my heart not to ache anymore, just 'cause we're apart. No more will I dream of your sweet loving ways. Gonna learn to forget you starting today.
I look at you and wham, I'm head over heels. I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad, and yet I'm feeling so well. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. One crazy kiss, and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cake of ice. You skate along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I felt like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I was always, baby, I was always, well, almost always true to you. Met a pretty mademoiselle, a papa owned a small town. Oh, I was almost always true to you. I resisted, though my arm was twisted. I was almost always true to you. I stayed away from drinking wine, thought about you all the time. Oh, I was almost always true to you.
So there's Elvis wrestling with himself and his girlfriend with the issues there in the love-hate relationships of life. The battles can also rage inside our own head. I once knew a boy in Stirling called Craig. He lived along the street from me. I was his school chaplain. He was from a rough family in a rough neighbourhood in Raploch in the 1980s. He went off the rails. Well, in fact, he never really got onto the rails to start with. And then he started breaking into my manse. One day I saw him passing by my hedge, and I caught him by surprise. Craig, come and have a look at this. It was an A4 sheet in which I had typed his name, and on one side a list of all his current activities, including his crime list, and on the other side a list of his better interests, like he enjoyed fishing. I said, you've two ways you can go in your life, think about it. Which column do you want to fulfil? He was amazed that I knew so much about him, and he was amazed that I bothered to type it out to give it to him. And maybe he was even more amazed he had a choice in life. Some people feel that folk like Craig are born with little choice in life. Here's Elvis Presley.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
and his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. Crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
You're listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we're exploring the subject of a love-hate relationship. It can be between two people, it can be within your head, as in Craig's case, or it can be society itself. We are wrestling with Brexit. Do we love Europe or do we not? Do we want in or do we want out? We wrestle with Scottish independence. Do we want to be in the United Kingdom or out and separate? And there's a love-hate relationship involved in this. There's a difference between the godly society and the godless society. And we are feeling passionate about these things, and we think we know what we want, and yet when we get what we want, we're not so happy with it. We know there's a price to pay either way. To be a godly society will cost, to be a godless one will cost. And do we want to pay the price either way? Let's just think for a moment about the options before us. If we look at our current situation today, just from the news, I picked up this list. There's war and war crimes, xenophobia, misogyny, discrimination, racism, ageism, sexism, ethnic cleansing and people trafficking, slavery and genocide, persecution, torture, suicide, mass murder, vandalism, terrorism, grooming, child abuse, wife abuse, husband abuse, animal abuse, self-harm, eating disorders, depression, despair, mental ill health, loneliness, and that's just an average news item. What an unhappy state we can get into. What's wrong with everybody? In the trade, it's known as sin. But here's Anne Murray expressing our feelings about that world.
This morning, the kids had the morning news show on. And Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand.
just once how I'd like to see the headlines say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say, because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town, nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down, nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today. This evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchorman talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care.
Well, that's the negative side of life, but what about the more godly society? That would be a place where people loved rather than hated, went the second mile, forgave 70 times 7, loved God, loved their neighbour and loved theirself in a trinity of love. A world where people were self-sacrificial, loving, willing to live and die for others, loving enemies, loving strangers, but good Samaritans. Our society is full of problems and needs and sin and suffering. The kingdom of God is a society within this society, where we're supposed to be the salt of the earth, the leaven in the lump, the catalytic converters, working away quietly, slowly, unnoticed, unsung heroes, plodding away, holding the show on the road, bringing the needs to God in prayer and bringing the grace of God to the needy world in service, being God's hands and feet and voice, His human agents, His team. We're honoured and privileged to be on His side, the winning side. Long before winning any cups or medals, it's just a joy to play in His team and train with Him day by day. Well, I'm speaking for myself here, of course. You can speak for your own self. The choice of world we live in comes down to each one of us to decide. Do we love life or do we hate it? Do we have a love-hate relationship with our existence? Do we live life loving or do we live life hating? Do we live life confused and ambiguous, loving and hating at the same time? Do we love God or hate Him or have a love-hate relationship with Him? Do we love to serve Him and other people or do we hate it? Let me recap the basic choice in two songs together, sung by two of my favourite singers, Martina McBride and Patricia Noble. You choose for yourself which life you want to live. Bye for now.
She walks to school with a lunchy pack. Nobody knows what she's holding back. Wearing the same dress she wore yesterday. She has the bruises with a linen and lace. Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask. It's hard to see the pain behind the mask. Bearing the burden of a secret storm. Sometimes she wishes she was never born. Through the wind and the rain, she stands.
was traveling along the windy road that leads from Jericho, hoping to reach Jerusalem by the end of day. Well, the sun beat down, he was getting tired, and the journey seemed so long. He hoped he'd find a place to stop along the way. Then the night drew in and the temperature fell, and the way got very dark. Still he traveled on, thoughts of home were on his mind. But unknown to him, a gang of thieves were lying there in wait. They beat him up, stole all he had, and left him there to die. At the crack of dawn, two holy priests were walking on that road. To the synagogue they went to worship on that day. They came across the man who was beaten up, but to help him would waste their time. They'd be late for church, and so they passed on by. Then a Samaritan arrived, an untouchable, a type who no one loved. He saw the man in the gutter and knelt down by his side. He tended his wounds, gave him some food, and brought him to an inn. Paid for his board, promised to return, and went on his way. Now God looks down from heaven above to see if love is just a word we use or something that we live. We must walk the walk, not just talk the talk, if we want to follow Christ. Loving God, others, and learning to forgive.